You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 10, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Jihadist groups, including the Islamic State Sahel province and Jamaat Nasser al-Islam wal-Muslimin, are escalating attacks in Niger, particularly after the July 2023 coup. Human Rights Watch reported a significant rise in attacks on civilians, with jihadist violence more than doubling in 18 months post-coup, resulting in approximately 1,199 deaths compared to 770 under democratic rule. This increase underscores the junta's failure to address the violence, compounded by its expulsion of Western media, which obscures the crisis's true extent. The Islamic State Sahel province, a faction of the Islamic State, emerged from the broader jihadist insurgency that began in Mali in 2012. It has been in conflict with Jamaat Nasser al-Islam wal-Muslimin over territorial control, particularly in central Mali and the Liptako-Gourma region. The ISSP's extremist ideology justifies violent actions to establish governance based on a strict interpretation of Sharia law. Both groups have committed severe violations of international religious freedom, presenting themselves as protectors against state forces. The Tillaberi region in western Niger is a strategic hotspot for jihadist attacks due to its location within the Liptako-Gourma region, characterized by porous borders that facilitate the movement of extremist groups. This area is rich in resources, attracting various actors and providing militants with means to recruit and expand influence. HRW reported that IS Sahel executed over 127 civilians in 5 attacks in Tillaberi between May and July 2025, including a June attack that killed over 70 worshippers in a mosque. The July 2023 coup has significantly impacted security, with fatalities linked to militant groups more than 2.5 times higher than in 2020. The coup likely weakened governance structures and diverted resources from security efforts. Witnesses noted that Nigerian armed forces failed to protect villagers despite requests for help. The junta's actions, such as expelling Western media, limit transparency and accountability, leaving civilians vulnerable to jihadist violence. The attacks by IS Sahel constitute apparent war crimes, violating international humanitarian law by targeting civilians and infrastructure. These violations could lead to prosecution by international bodies like the International Criminal Court. Human Rights Watch shared its findings with Niger's Justice Ministry in August 2025, but no response has been received, raising concerns about accountability. The broader Sahel region is facing a deepening crisis, with violent extremist organizations escalating attacks across Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger. The Sahel accounted for over half of all militant Islamist fatalities in Africa in 2024, with violence shifting toward coastal West African nations like Benin, Togo, and Ghana. Jamaat Nasser al-Islam wal-Muslimin plays a significant role in the conflict, competing with ISSP for control in the Liptako-Gourma region. Organizations like Human Rights Watch and ACLED are vital for understanding the violence's scope. ACLED collects and analyzes data on political violence, providing reliable information on conflict events. However, the lack of response from Nigerian authorities regarding war crimes remains concerning, indicating challenges in achieving justice for victims. Civilian protection in the Tillaberi region is a significant challenge, with military interventions proving insufficient to curb violence. The transnational nature of the conflict and the adaptability of armed groups complicate efforts. The Nigerian armed forces and junta struggle to protect civilians amid escalating violence, with political instability likely affecting military effectiveness. The humanitarian crisis resulting from escalating violence has dire consequences for civilians, with widespread attacks and destruction of homes. Communities are increasingly trapped under jihadist control, facing constant threats. The violence's expansion threatens regional stability, creating challenges for security forces and humanitarian organizations. Instability in one Sahelian state can quickly spill over into neighboring countries, leading to a domino effect of violence and displacement. Copyright, African Elements.